tender Tender Ray beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. It'll be a happy day. Yes, a very happy day when you can again buy all the Kroger Tender Ray beef you want. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. But every day can be a glad day if you treat your family to delicious Kroger selected seafood. There's a plentiful supply, and it's yours at a money-saving price. Your morsel is fresh and firm-fleshed and delicious, and with that wonderful fresh-caught flavor, because Kroger selected seafood is rushed to your neighborhood Kroger store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. Then, after delivery, that fine flavor is protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. And you've got a one, too. Fresh water and saltwater fish. Fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. In short, everything you need for an exciting seafood dinner, one that's tops with the folks at home, is waiting for you at your Kroger store. So drop around and ask for Kroger Selected Seafoods. And don't forget, your neighborhood Kroger store is the only place where you can buy Kroger Selected Seafoods. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Bill Carver has at last revealed himself to Penny for what he is, a gangster. But he still will not say why he and Jerry Manson are holding Penny in a house on the riverfront, or what they intend to do with her. It is the second day since Penny's disappearance, and Suzanne, Penny's sister-in-law, says to Freddie Lang,
"Freddie, I don't know what to do. It's just too much for my nerves."
"Yeah, I know how you feel, Mrs. G. I sort of got the jumps myself.
It's been so long now."
"Yeah, and it might even be longer, too. Hey, look, why don't you throw the carcass on the couch over there and try to relax, huh? I'll use a little of my genius and sort of take the sting out of those nerves."
"I don't think I can lie down, Freddie. I don't have the patience."
"Oh, go ahead, Mrs. G. You know, stamping up and down the floor and twisting your hands like they was old rags, that ain't gonna do you no good at all."
"No, I suppose not."
"That's right. Go on, relax."
"All right, Freddie, I'll try."
"There. Now, you see, ain't that better?"
"Yes, I suppose it is."
"Now, you just concentrate, and I'll play you some piano like you never heard before."
"Oh, Freddie, no, I'm too nervous to listen now."
"Hey, look, if you was dying, why does it even be worth listening to? So you just sit and listen. Here goes." Wasn't that great, huh?"
"Yes, Freddie, it was lovely."
"Meaning you want an encore?"
"Oh, no. No, there's just too much on my mind."
"Oh, well, maybe a little more genius on the piano here will take some of that stuff off of your mind."
"No, Freddie, it's no use. I'm going insane."
"Yeah? Well, listen, if you think this is tough on you, you just think of how tough it must be for Gibbsy."
"Penny?"
"Yeah."
"Well, I was not talking about Penny."
"You wasn't?"
"I'm upset about her, yes, terribly upset, but, Freddie, you don't know how terrible things are for me. You just don't know."
"Well, I don't see what you got to squawk about, Suzanne. Nobody's hurting you." "Oh,
Freddie, what do you do with your eyes?"
"I see out of them."
"But you don't see very well. You'd see how tortured I am."
"Yeah? Well, look, who's putting the heat on you?"
The heat on me?
Yeah, you know, who's giving you the hard time? Who makes it tough for you?
Who do you suppose? It's Pat.
You mean Mr. G? Oh, now, Mrs. G, you must be off your nut or something. And besides, I ain't interested in hearing you pop off your mouth about your own gripes when you ought to be worried about the jam that Gibbsy's in.
Pretty Lay, how dare you talk to me like that?
Yes, and maybe you need a little more talking like that, too, Mrs. G. Maybe it'd snap you into thinking about somebody else besides yourself.
I have to think of myself in this house. No one else does. Everyone else is against me.
Everybody's against you? Well, now I've heard everything, so I don't have to stand here and listen to no more of it.
Freddie, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe out to the bottom of the river and talk to the fish a little while. At least they'll make me some sense.
You're against me, too.
Yes, I sure am, Mrs. G. Look, when Gibbsy's in a jam, maybe she can't get out of, and all you do is worry about yourself.
Freddie Lang, if you go out that door, you're not coming back in his house again.
No. Listen, who do you think you're talking to anyway? Your husband?
Oh, everyone hates me. Everyone.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill, open up, will you? Hey, Bill. Bill Carver. Uh-huh. There is somebody here. Door's getting unlocked. Well, well. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Freddy. Come in.
Is it okay?
Sure.
Well, thanks.
Why wouldn't it be okay?
Huh?
You heard me. I said, why wouldn't it be okay?
Well, I didn't know. I thought that... Well, I mean, you and that Manson dame, you... Well, didn't you...
Didn't we what?
Hey, look, you mean you and the Manson dame didn't grab Gibbsy?
Now, what makes you think we did?
Well, I just thought that... Well, after all, you said...
I said what?
Well, you said you was going to make it tough for her because I knocked you out that time we was going to rob the store. I thought grabbing her is what you meant.
Pretty smart, ain't you?
No.
Well, I think you are, kid. I want to congratulate you for doing what you was told.
What do you mean?
I mean, you didn't crack once to the Gibbs gal that Jerry and I was going to grab her, did you?
No, of course I didn't say nothing about that. Hey, Bill, you do have her.
I sure do.
Well, now, looky here, Bill.
Hey,
you got to
no
let that...
No use looking around here, Freddy. She ain't here. You'll never guess where she is.
Look, you ain't hurt her, have you?
No, I'm leaving the hurting part up to Jerry.
You mean that Manson dame's got her?
Jerry watches her nights, I watch her days. She needs a lot of watching, that Gibbs dame. She still sort of wants to go back home.
Where you keeping her?
Oh, Freddy, I ain't telling you that.
Look, I kept my mouth shut to Gibbsy about what you was going to do.
No,
to
you didn't. You didn't know what I was going
to
do.
All right, so I didn't know. But I knew that you was going to do something to her. I kept my mouth shut about that, didn't I?
Yeah, and it's a good thing for your pal Gibbs that you did.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I didn't let out even a little bit of a yip. I said, come on, Bill. Where you got her, huh? I ain't going to tell nobody.
I ain't trusting you with knowing anything like that. Might spoil a couple of plans.
What plans?
Plans me and Jerry got for the Gibbs dame. You see, Freddie, kidnapping ain't what it used to be. The cops can make it fatal for a guy caught kidnapping these days, so we figure we might as well go all the way with Gibbsy, as you call her, because we can't get no worse doing that than what we'll get if we're caught for what we already done.
Hey, Bill, you ain't going to kill her, are you?
Well, that's the general idea.
Oh, no, Bill, you can't do that.
Why can't we?
Because she ain't done nothing to you.
No, she ain't done enough to me, so I want to kill her, but... Jerry don't like Penny for a couple of things that happened a while ago, and Jerry says we kill her.
Well, what do you care what she says?
I care a lot what Jerry says. I sort of go for her. She's got class. I think she likes me. Yeah, she likes me plenty, and I figure if I do something for her, maybe she'll do something for me.
Yeah, but holy mackerel, Bill, look, killing somebody just to do somebody else
it
a
ain't
favor.
Just you doing a favor, kid. It's a chance for me to get Jerry right where I want her. I said the dame has class. Sure she has. Too much to look at a guy like me. But if I got something on her, well...
Yeah, but at the same time, she's going to have something on you.
Yeah, and I know how to handle people who have something on me. Jerry, she'd get scared if I threw a murder rap to her. Then I'd have her, class and all.
Ah, Bill, you must be nuts or something. Look, you don't kill anybody for things like that.
Look, I know what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing it. I don't have to tell you everything, do I?
No, I guess not. Just tell me where you're keeping Gibbsy, that's all.
Go on, kid. Beat it before I get sore at you again.
I think I know where you're keeping her.
Do you?
Yeah. You're keeping her in that little yellow house up the river there. You know, the yellow job with the busted down roof.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. And don't say it ain't so either, Bill. Because I can tell by the look on your face that that's just where you're keeping her.
How do you know?
I know how you work.
Let me tell you something, kid. I ain't saying that's where I got your girlfriend. But I'll tell you this much. If I see you or anybody else up at that house snooping around or snooping around any other place I might be keeping her...
Yeah?
Your pal Gibbsy gets killed, see? And quick.
What are you looking at, Penny, dear?
Is that moonlight shining through the ceiling?
Sure is. Roof needs fixing. But don't worry, if it rains, I'll take you into the other room.
That's nice of you.
I'm devoting my life to being nice to you.
You're doing a nice job of it. Look, how much longer are you going to keep this up?
Till Bill decides it's time.
And when will it be time?
When the police stop looking for you in Rossville and decide that you're in some other town.
And then?
And then we're going for a drive in Bill's car again.
I'm not going home, of course.
That is right.
You're waiting for me to be frightened, aren't you, Jerry?
I think you're a little frightened already. Or are you as inhuman as I always thought?
If either one of us is inhuman, Jerry, you are.
I only do inhuman things. You're the one who's never been a human being. You took Steve away from me just to take him away from me. You didn't really want him. You just enjoyed the conquest.
Oh, you silly little girl.
Now, don't
you...
start calling me names, Penny, my pet. I don't want to lose my temper and spoil the lovely ending that Bill and I have planned for you.
So Bill Carver and Jerry Manson plan to kill Penny. Are they really serious about this? And does Freddy realize he's guessed where Penny is being kept? Will he do something about it? Or will he be afraid anything he does will only mean the end for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. We know that you'd like to place Kroger Tenderay Beef on your next Kroger marketing list. However, there's not much chance of getting those famous steaks and roast right now. But do be sure to add this outstanding Kroger value, Kroger Cheese. This week is Cheese Week at Kroger's. For the folks who serve you at Kroger's want you to discover what an added zest that flavorful cheese will give to your meals, to salads and sandwiches. And for a dessert combination that's tops, plan to serve cheese and fruit. Plan now to treat your family to a colorful tray of cheese and fruit. Fresh fruit is plentiful and in wide variety, and your Kroger store offers you a tempting selection of delicious cheese from which to choose. So select your favorite cheese and fruit soon at your Kroger store.